You are listening to the Winters and King Law Firm Podcast.
Hey everyone, my name is Spencer Pittman, and I am one of the litigators at the law firm of Winters and King, which is located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Winters and King has been representing clients across the nation in the courtroom, prosecuting and defending our clients' legal rights for over 30 years. This podcast episode is on the litigation process, including what litigation entails, what to do if you've been sued, and how the attorneys at Winters and King can assist you to protect or defend your rights in the courtroom. Suing someone or being sued are colloquial for litigating. Litigating is the process of resolving formal legal disputes through the court system, which can be in state court or federal court. It is a legal process that involves one party, called the plaintiff, filing a lawsuit against another party, called the defendant, to seek a legal remedy. The legal remedies are often monetary damages or requests to be reimbursed money. They can also be equitable remedies, such as injunctions. The plaintiff bears the burden to demonstrate to the court that the defendant has violated a legal right, and it is the defendant's responsibility to properly respond to the allegations and present a defense to the allegations by the plaintiff. Initiating a lawsuit can be a complex process that involves identifying claims, strategizing on the methods or the process to start the litigation, and identifying the culpable parties. You must determine the appropriate court to file the lawsuit based on the type of the case and the geographical location of the loss, or even where the parties are residing. There are different courts that handle different types of cases, such as small claims court, which is often capped at a certain amount of damages, district court in the state context, or federal court. There are also other types of litigation called arbitration, which is before a single arbitrator and does not have a jury. An experienced attorney, such as the ones at Winters and King, can help you determine which court to file your complaint in. The next step in this process is to write a legal document that outlines the claims and the allegations against the defendant, which is often called a petition or a complaint. The petition or the complaint states the legal basis for the claims, the specific facts supporting those claims, and the relief or the damages sought. Once the petition or the complaint are filed, the document must be served on the defendant, or if there are multiple defendants, on the other ones as well. If you get sued, it's important to take the situation very seriously and take appropriate action, including seeking immediate legal advice, preferably from an attorney who specializes in the area of law relevant to your case. A lawyer can help you understand the claims against you and the potential consequences. They can also provide you guidance on your options for responding to the complaint or the petition. It's really important that if you get served the lawsuit, to remember the day you were served, because once you receive the lawsuit, you have a limited amount of time to respond to the allegations, usually around 20 days. Failing to respond in time can result in a default judgment being entered against you. This means that the plaintiff wins automatically, and all of the allegations in the petition or the complaint are taken as true. A defendant may also have legal remedies it can seek against the plaintiff. These are called counterclaims. The defendant may also have claims against non-parties to the lawsuit that were excluded from the plaintiff. These are called third-party claims. Once the lawsuit has begun, the parties can start the discovery process to determine the evidence that supports or refutes claims or defenses. Discovery is a pre-trial stage in litigation where the parties to a lawsuit request, gather, and exchange information and evidence related to the case. The purpose of discovery is to allow each party to learn about the facts and the evidence that the other party has, to prepare their case for trial, and to possibly encourage settlement negotiations. Discovery in litigation often involves multiple mechanisms to obtain information, such as depositions and written discovery. Depositions are oral examinations conducted under oath where one party's attorney questions the other party or other witnesses. The questions and answers are just transcribed by a court reporter under oath. The written discovery includes interrogatories or written questions that one party sends to the other to be answered under oath, Requests for documents, where one party requests the other to produce tangible items related to the case, such as contracts, emails, or financial records. Or requests for admissions, where one party asks the other party to admit or deny certain factual allegations related to the case. During the litigation process, the parties may attend court hearings to provide status updates to the assigned judge, ask the court to intervene if the discovery process is delayed or hindered by a particular party, or to set deadlines for litigation milestones, such as the exchange of lists of witnesses or exhibits to be used at trial. Courts are frequently requiring parties to also attempt alternative dispute resolutions prior to trial. An alternative dispute resolution for litigation is often through formal mediation. This is a process that encourages the facilitation of settlement of a case through a neutral and impartial private mediator. The other stage of litigation is called motion practice. This involves filing pre-trial motions with the court at various times throughout the litigation process, including before a formal answer to the complaint or the petition is filed, and even after the trial has concluded. For instance, motions can include a motion to dismiss because the petition or the complaint is defective or insufficient or some form. Or a motion for a new trial is a motion that can be filed after trial if one party believes that they're entitled to another trial in the interest of justice and that the completed trial should be vacated. Litigation can be complex, time-consuming, and the outcome of a lawsuit is never guaranteed. The fees and costs associated with litigation can quickly add up, especially in complex cases. In some particular circumstances, attorneys' fees can be reimbursed to the prevailing party, but that too is also not guaranteed in the litigation process. If you are considering litigation or have been sued, it's important to seek the advice of an experienced attorney, such as the litigators at Winters & King, who can guide you through the process and help you achieve the best possible outcome. Call us, the attorneys at Winters & King, at 918-494-6868 to discuss your litigation needs in more detail.